Great escapes down through history.
In the past 4 years, the Reich has been forced to spend an enormous amount of time, energy, manpower and equipment hunting down escaping prisoner of war officers.
Well, at least it's rather nice to know you're wanted, isn't it?
There will be no escapes from this camp.
Colonel von Luger, it is the sworn duty of all officers to try to escape. If they can't, it is their sworn duty to cause the enemy to use an inordinate number of troops to guard them, and their sworn duty to harass the enemy to the best of their ability.
Hey, if they ever made a movie of the weekend escape from an Afghan prisoner of war camp in Kandahar, who would star as the escapees? A look at the anonymous Taliban fighters who are forcing NATO and the Afghan government to conduct a manhunt and are sapping effort away from the war. NATO's tunnel vision in southern Afghanistan and the Taliban's taunts. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, April 26th. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is out all week of manhunts and security in Afghanistan. That's at the top of the news. Afghan officials say they have recaptured 65 prisoners from yesterday's Taliban jailbreak. That leaves a little more than 400 Taliban fighters still on the lam, including about 100 rebel commanders. Counterinsurgency analyst Mark Moir tells the BBC that the breakout comes just as the spring fighting season is getting underway.
To have an escape of this magnitude from the leadership ranks, I think, is troubling in a large sense, especially in Kandahar, where we have made some progress, but there's so much at stake.
In a few minutes, we'll look at how the Taliban pulled off this great escape. Communication remains cut to the Syrian city of Daraa this morning, but we're getting reports from the latest crackdown there. Human rights groups say dozens were killed and hundreds arrested when Syrian troops stormed the city yesterday. Tanks and soldiers remain on the streets today. White House spokesman Jay Carney says the United States has started drafting targeted sanctions against Syrian leader Bashar Assad, his family, and his inner circle.
We're certainly looking at different ways to make clear to the Syrian government how appalling we find this behavior to be.
Britain says it is working with the international community on possible sanctions as well. A storm is churning its way across the Midwest and is expected to affect 150 million Americans in 30 states. April has already set the all-time record for tornadoes. In Arkansas, five people were killed and up to 60 still unaccounted for after the storm brought floods and tornadoes. Forecaster Jeff Graschel says record flooding is expected as the storm moves north to Wisconsin and Illinois.
At Cairo, Illinois, that is where the junction of the Ohio and the Mississippi come together. We are forecasting a record crest at that location, which is 60 feet currently on May the 3rd.
And keep in mind, the month of May has more tornadoes on average than any other month of the year. 7 weeks into the NFL lockout, technically speaking, players have an early win over the owners. A U.S. district judge has ordered an immediate end to the lockout. The NFL has filed an appeal. The players and owners are fighting over how to divide the $9 billion a year business of football months in advance of the season. A report released today shows U.S. states are $1.2 trillion short in their pension funds. That's up 26% in the past year alone. And it was 25 years ago today that an explosion at Chernobyl led to the worst nuclear disaster in history. At a memorial service held this morning in Ukraine, a bell tolled 25 times for the years that have passed. Thousands died as a result of the deadly radiation. Hundreds of thousands were sickened, and once pristine forests and farmland still remain contaminated. Later this hour, the story of cleaning up after Chernobyl and the memories that one man still carries with him. Asian markets are down. European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street once again. The Dow gets underway at 12,479. The S&P opens at 1,335, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,825. Coming up this hour, American boots aren't on the ground in Libya, but drones are in the air. We look at whether this increases the sort of disembodied nature of warfare. Drones as a tactic in 21st century warfare. And vanity and narcissism in song lyrics. That's a thought for you. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE with your favorites or post a comment to thetakeaway.org.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.